Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all songs that were either written or co-written by the founder of Motown Records, Berry Gordy. This half hour, we'll hear from Jackie Wilson, The Miracles, The Jackson 5, The Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, The Contours, Brenda Holloway, The Marvelettes, and The Temptations. All coming up the next half hour is to feature all songs that were either written or co-written by Berry Gordy.
Shop around. to Motown Memory with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from the Jackson 5, The Love You Save, and they reached number 1 in the U.S. pop charts, number 1 in the rhythm blues charts, and number 7 in the U.K. charts in 1970. Barry Gordy co-wrote this song as a member of an entity called The Corporation, which besides Barry included Freddie Perren, Deke Richards, and Fonce Mitzel. Before that, The Miracles and Shop Around, a big hit back in 1960, reaching number 2 in the pop charts and number 1 in the rhythm blues charts. And it was written by Smokey Robinson and Barry Gordy. And we started with Jackie Wilson, Reet Petit, that was actually recorded on the Brunswick record label in 1957. And Barry Gordy co-wrote that song with Tyron Carlo. The song reached number 62 in the pop charts and number 6 in the UK in 1957. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs that were either written or co-written by the founder of Motown Records, Barry Gordy. Well, Barry Gordy is really Barry Gordy Jr., and he was born November 28, 1929 in Detroit, Michigan. He was the 7th of 8 children for Barry Gordy Sr. and Bertha Fuller Gordy. Barry Gordy Jr.'s parents relocated to Detroit from Sandvilles, Georgia in 1922, and he was lured to Detroit by the many job opportunities for black people offered by the booming automobile business. Well, Barry Gordy Jr.'s older siblings were all prominent black citizens of Detroit. But Barry, however, dropped out of high school in the 11th grade to become a professional boxer in the hopes of becoming rich quick. A career that he followed until 1950 when he was drafted by the United States Army for the Korean War. Well, after his return from Korea in 1953, he married Thelma Coleman, and he developed an interest in music by writing songs and opening a record store called the 3D Record Mart, a store featuring jazz music. Well, we'll hear more about Berry Gordy's background, but here is a great song from the Supremes that was written entirely by Berry Gordy. Let Me Go the Right Way, right here on Motown.
My love.
Contours with Shake Sherry, and they reached number 43 in the U.S. pop charts and number 21 in the rhythm and blues charts of 1962. And that song was written by Berry Gordy. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas with Bless You, number 53 in the pop charts, number 29 in the rhythm and blues charts, and number 33 in UK in 1971. And Berry Gordy co-wrote that as part of the corporation. And we started with the Supremes, Let Me Go the Right Way, number 90 in the pop charts, number 26 in the rhythm and blues charts of 1962. And Berry Gordy wrote that song. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring all songs that were either written or co-written by Motown record founder Berry Gordy. Well, coming up, a great song from Brenda Holloway, You Made Me So Very Happy. But now, a little more about Berry Gordy. Well, as mentioned during the last segment, Berry Gordy opened a record store called the 3D Record Mart, a store featuring jazz music. But the store was unsuccessful, and Berry sought work at the Detroit Lincoln Mercury plant. But his family connections put him in touch with singer Jackie Wilson. Well, in 1957, Jackie recorded Rip Petit, which we heard at the top of the hour. It was a song that Berry Gordy had co-written with his sister Gwen and writer-producer Billy Davis. Well, it became a modest hit, but it had more success internationally, especially in the UK. Well, Jackie Wilson recorded six more songs co-written by Berry Gordy over the next 2 years, including Lonely Teardrops, which topped the R&B charts and got the number 7 on the pop charts. Well, Berry reinvested the profits from his songwriting success into producing. In 1957, he discovered the Miracles and began building a portfolio of successful artists. In 1959, at Miracle lead singer Smokey Robinson's encouragement, Berry borrowed $800 from his family to create the R&B record label called Tamla Records. Well, on January 21st, 1959, a song called Come to Me by Marv Edwards was issued as Tamla Record number 101, and it was picked up for national distribution. Berry was well on his way at this point, getting his foot in the door with Motown Records. We'll hear more about Berry Gordy during the next half hour. But here he is, co-writing a song with Brenda Holloway, You Made Me So Very Happy, right here on Motown.
'cause my daddy knows best.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Oh,
Temptations with a song called Power, and they reached number 43 in the pop charts and number 11 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1980. And that song was co-written by Berry Gordy along with Angela Bond and Jean Mayer. Before that, the Marvelettes with My Daddy Knows Best, and that was written entirely by Berry Gordy and reached number 67 on the pop charts in 1963. And we started with Brenda Holloway, You Made Me So Very Happy. Berry Gordy co-wrote that song with Brenda Holloway and her sister Patrice Holloway and Frank Wilson. It reached number 39 in the pop charts and number 40 in the rhythm and blues charts of 1967. This half hour, we featured 9 songs that were written or co-written by Berry Gordy. Coming up after the break, we'll hear more songs written or co-written by Berry, so keep it right here on Motown Memphis.